The following program contains some adult language and mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Every dot on the map with a rich and varied history likes to leave a few chronicles off its travel brochure. Those late night port stories, the ones whispered after the last of the whiskey's been drained from the bottle. You'd have to dig deep to find the ink on the tales I'm about to tell, but that don't mean they didn't happen. These stories aren't pleasant, but out of respect for those involved, it's important to keep a record. After all, we don't really die until the last time someone whispers our name. So I'll do my part and keep on whispering. Midnight Tales from the Bluff City.
My mind. Are you the devil or are you just an everyday warlock?
Made the Walter Houston part. Well, that's a favorite question. And I answered by saying that I'm kind of a 007 of the underworld. I have the territory east of the Warriors, which includes Collinsport.
Hey there.
250.
Yeah. Here you go.
Nobody hiding in the trunk, right?
What? No, it's just me. Oh, shit, sorry.
I get it.
Cool, thanks.
Asshole.
I suppose that...
Thomas Nellie Hines worked the Northeast ticket booth at the drive-in theater over on Summer Avenue. At 1:15 a.m. on May 17th, 1983, he closed up his station, walked 30-some-odd yards to his 68 Buick LeSabre, and drove the 9.3 miles back to his house over on Metcalf Place, directly behind the train tracks. Hines was a lonely man who lived on a lonely street. Neither house on either side of him had a tenant. The one on his right wasn't even fit for a squatter. He had a beware of the dog sign on the fence that guarded his driveway. But Hines didn't own a dog. He didn't even like dogs. Most men are creatures of habit, slaves to a routine. Sure, you dream some, promise you'll do this or do that. But despite that noise, normal wake to sleep is usually filled with the same things over and again. Sometimes when one changes their routine, grabs at that dream, they do great things. Might even help the world in some small way. Other times, when someone fulfills a promise they made to themselves, that promise can be dark. It can spill out, bubble over, and suffocate anyone unlucky enough to get in its path.
God damn it! Be quiet!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for a lot of things. Mostly I'm sorry that you don't realize that this is your fault. If you just... that. If you can't see what's right in front of you, you never will. Now, I can't watch my programs with all this noise you're making. If you're quiet, I'll bring you some saltines and a cherry soda, okay? Now, be good. I don't want to get mad at you again.
Hey,
This is one of those times.
Tonight's episode of Midnight Tales in the Bluff City is brought to you in part by the Silly Goose Lounge, located in the heart of the downtown social scene, a venue for after work and after dark. Come in and be seduced by the elegant yet urban decor. Order a fine cocktail while you recline on couches surrounded by plush comfy pillows. Settle into a seat at the bar or grab a chair on one of downtown's most popular patios, where the elevated position makes it a perfect spot for people watching. The Silly Goose Lounge, just a block from the world-famous Beale Street in the heart of Memphis's downtown social scene. White-hot disc jockeys, red-hot women, exotic cocktails, live music, and much, much more. The Silly Goose Lounge, located between 2nd and Main at 100 Peabody Place.
Brigida Price had run away from her mother's house in Sulphur Bluff, Texas, when she turned 17, back in 73. She told her best friend, Rebecca Pruitt, that she was going to cut a record in Memphis, maybe even shake hands with Elvis. Brigida had always had a voice, but unfortunately didn't find any soul until after her spirit had been pretty beat down and washed up from all that comes with ripping open your heart, spilling its contents at the feet of a room full of drunks, fading back into an envelope of unfiltered cigarette exhaust. 9 years forward, she secured 3 reoccurring gigs. One was a Tuesday night opener for the house band at Mr. T's Lounge over on Summer and White Station. She had a quiet back-to-back set at Buck and Tiny's every Sunday, and you could find her every Friday night playing happy hour at Houlihan's in that old building on Park Place in Ridgeway. She was good. Hell, she was better than good. But in a music town like the Bluff City, when it took as long as it did Brigida to find her real talent, well, by then, most people just looked over her shoulder.
Hey there, folks. I'm Brigida Price. I'm gonna play a few songs for y'all. I get tips and dollar bills and whiskey, so feel free to do that at any time. The first one I wrote on that day back in 80, it was 108 degrees. Everyone remember that one? So, here we go. Rental cars and hotel rooms. Fishing line already cast. I'm picking up the slack. The gin is still upon my breath. I open up the door, hoping I will see your face. Help.
helping someone stand, helping someone stand. Look at them just sitting there, laughing over little stuff. I miss the innocence we shared before you had to call my bluff. But you were wise to move along. You couldn't hold my hand. There's a difference in a loving touch and helping someone stand, helping someone stand, helping someone
In January of that last year, a disturbing pattern began to emerge. In the city of Bochita, Mississippi, which was experiencing unfounded minus below temperatures that winter, the ice-cold body of a young woman was found on a southbound freighter 2 hours outside of New Orleans.
Help! Help!
She was wrapped in a twine-bound blanket, the ends of her fingers snipped off with rusty garden shears. The victim was still unknown, even when the second body was found 6 weeks later, this time south of the same route, down in Natobene, Louisiana. Over the next 18 months, 4 other bodies were discovered in similar ways. Slowly, the identity and origin of each woman was determined, and in the sticky month of June, the news broke over the air and radio waves all across Shelby County. Somewhere, beneath the leaky neon-lit streets of the birthplace of rock and roll, lurked a serial killer.
Police have not identified a pattern outside of the fact that they all appear to be women, ages 19 to 27, most from the Midtown area. Now, it is important that you stay inside unless traveling with friends and try not to venture too far from populated places. This includes gas stations, convenience stores, parking garages. Please be extra careful in these areas. If you don't...
Hey, man.
We're closed.
The last show just started.
An hour ago. You and your friends need to find another place to cause trouble.
I guess I'll go hang out with all my superstar boyfriends.
Just let us through, man.
Whoa, 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 he's got a gun!
In the middle of the bustle of South Main is a doorway to another place. An enchanting French-themed cafe that inspires you to start your day off right or forget the day's worries for a moment or two. With celebrated soups and sandwiches, gourmet coffees and teas, a full bar for your choice of spirits or cocktails, this spacious downtown staple has been making visitors smile since Kevin Keough first opened its doors. Whether you're in the mood for a light or hearty breakfast, a cup of joe to get things going, a cool drink to slow things down, or a charming location to read a book in the corner, or host a meeting with a group of friends, Cafe Keough, located on 12 South Main, is a welcome restaurant that helps make Memphis just that much more inviting. Come to Cafe Keough. We're waiting.
Hey there. Problem?
Hi.
Hey, I just heard you play inside and man, you were great. You got a problem?
My car, it won't start.
Battery?
It's not even turning over.
Well, here, I'll give it a look.
I don't want to put you out.
Ah, nonsense. Not a problem.
Thanks. I'm all thumbs when it comes to this kind of thing.
It's okay. I would be too if it weren't for my pops. Hey, I'm Tommy. What's your name?
Helen.
Well, nice to meet you, Helen.
Same. So, he fixes cars for a living, your pops?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he used to. He's been gone a long time now.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Like I said, it's been a long time.
Hulk.
It's all right. It's just fireworks.
I thought the 4th was last week.
Ah, just kids being kids. Come on, let's get under the hood and see what happens. Well, it's not really something I can fix, unfortunately. We'll have to wait for the shop to open up. I can give you a lift home, and you can have it towed in the morning.
I live out by the university. I can just go back in and ask a friend.
Really, it's no problem at all. I was leaving for the night.
Okay. Let me grab some stuff in case it gets broken into overnight.
Sure. I'm parked right over here.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, don't mention it again. Radio?
Okay.
But our past was the best we ever had.
I don't think I've seen you out before.
I'm not real social, but I do like the music scene.
Cool. Sorry, I kicked whatever this is.
Oh, that's your fuel pump.
What?
The fuel pump to your car. That's why it won't start. How's your head? Sorry I struck you. I know it hurts. My father used to hit me with this. Grandma used to stitch. Dad used to fish club. I brought you some water. Swanson dinner's in the microwave oven. But I want to talk to you first. Don't worry about your keyboard. I have it set up in the back room. It's kind of a collection of different instruments. Impressive, don't say so myself. I don't know if you play guitar, but there's a couple of them back there. When I'm left-handed, if you need that. See, I play right-handed. Anyway, I know you're scared, and me tying you up down here isn't the best way to establish a bond of trust, but hear me out. I'm confident you're a smart one. I heard you play a few times now. I think you're really wonderful. And I believe if you hear me, you might think we could do something special together. So that's why I brought you here. And I'm gonna play for you now.
Have you looked at the sky today?
Yep, wrong one. Just keep it. A little nervous.
Did you notice the sky today? It was perfectly blue. I chased all of the clouds away. Just for you. Just for you. Did you notice the ground today? It's amazingly green. My own jealousy found a way. God damn.
I can't concentrate with you crying and moaning in the corner. How can you ever listen if you don't shut up? You're just like the others.
Dad, I'm listening.
Hang on a minute. Let me take this. What are you trying to say?
I'm sorry. You're right. It's my fault. I want to hear you. I want to hear you. So please start again. I'm listening.
Okay, then. Okay, all right.
But when I look down the road today, all the colors faded to gray. The same as my heart since you went away. Ooh, 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 ooh.
almost had me. You were close.
No, it's good. It's really good.
Just stop. I can smell it on you. You know, I don't like liars. I really don't. I think this has gone on long enough.
No, please.
A public house is the heart of town, so come to the Brass Door, the heart of downtown Memphis. It's a pub that takes both their beer and the Irish pub experience seriously. With a menu as unique as their patrons, you'll find something to excite your taste buds on every visit. Known for its welcoming hospitality, Irish fare and a good time, the Brass Door is the destination for locals and newcomers alike. Whether you need to stop in for a quick drink or want to stay for hours, there's no doubt you'll feel right at home. Pull up a chair, order a pint, enjoy some food, and celebrate any occasion. The heart of downtown Memphis resides at 152 Madison Avenue, just inside the Brass Door.
A small incline just east of old Highway 78, not even 3 football fields away from the state border, Thomas Nellie Hines waited patiently near his car, smoking a cigarette under a thicket of trees that overlooked the train tracks. A few minutes later, when the distant call of the southbound freighter cut through the hissing cicadas, he walked to the rear of his vehicle and opened his icebox. Hefting the twine-wrapped bundle onto the ground, he waited as the 4-engine snake glugged under a dipping sun, just like he had done 4 times before. At the right moment, he let the body go and watched as it slid down the incline, pitched over the edge of the hill, and dropped into an empty hopper gravel car bound for parts unknown.
Thank you.
Gotcha!
Back off! I said get back!
Whoa! Jeez! I was just fooling. It's me. It's Remy.
God, Remy. Why are you sneaking up on me in the dark?
It was just a joke. You can put your switchblade away.
It's doing fine right here.
Man, you sure do hold a grudge. I just wanted to say hi.
Why don't you just say bye instead?
Goddamn. Okay, then. Bye.
You can never be too careful.
Brave man. You heard how I feel about people sneaking up on me in the dark.
Not my fault the light over here is busted. And I'm not trying to sneak either.
That's cool. That guy's a real jerk anyway. I was just giving him a hard time.
Well, I heard you inside. You're one of my favorite in town.
Huh? Thanks. I've never seen you before. I'm Brigida.
I know that. I'm Thomas. Or you can call me Tommy.
Well, Thomas, thanks for the kind words.
Hey, that's a cool knife.
Yeah, it fits in a boot real nice, too. Want to see it? Here.
Wow, I'm pretty bitchin'.
So, Thomas, what's your story?
Why, me? No story, really. Actually, I do a little bit of singing myself.
Hey, you want to get out of here?
Me and you? Now?
Yeah. The night is still young. I can come back for my gear tomorrow. Tony will hold it. Do you have a ride?
Yeah. Just over there.
Come on.
Don't you want your knife back?
Hold on to it for me. I trust you.
You want me to turn on the radio?
No. Sometimes I like sitting in silence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Starry Carriage Rides are the enchanting carriage and hay rides during starry nights at Shelby Farms Park. Add something special to the holidays as your own private horse-drawn carriage passes through the twinkling display of the largest holiday light show in the Mid-South. Choose either a full carriage ride or the truck-drawn hay ride, depending on the size of your party. Then take an alluring journey wrapped in blankets under the stars with friends, family, or loved ones. Owned by Jake Shore, owner and operator of the beloved Westie's restaurant in the Pinch District, Starry Carriage Rides offers an extra bit of magic for young and old alike during the most festive time of year. Visit StarryCarriageRides.com for more details or feel free to call 901-522-2862.
I like your place. This is cool.
Yeah, it's not much.
Yeah, but it'll do. Hey, a guitar. So you do sing. Kind of looks like a girl's guitar, though.
well, it used to belong to my sister.
Huh. Well, show me what you got. Play me something.
Oh, I don't think so.
Come on. Sing something for me.
It ain't gonna be good.
Look, we're in your home. There's no place for false modesty. Come on. Show me a little rock and roll.
Okay, I guess. I've been working on something, but it's a little rough.
That's fine. Lay it on me.
Oh. All right, then. Here we go.
All right. I hope you like it. Have you noticed the sky today? It's perfectly blue. I chased all of the clouds away just for you, just for you. But when I look down the road today, the colors faded to gray, same as my heart since you went away, when you went away. Well, many people ask me, why is she alone? Someone so full of wonder, but surely, surely have a home.
So, just fooling.
Not even. You got talent, kid.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hey, here's your knife back.
No, it's okay. You can keep the knife. Fact is, I got this .38 special right here in my purse. You see?
Oh.
It's okay, Thomas. I know who you are. And I know what you've done.
I don't know what you mean. Well, what are you doing?
I'm giving you my gun.
Why?
Because I want you to take it, and then I want you to shoot me. Right here, on this temple right there.
What are you talking about?
Just 3 days earlier, Brigida Price turned 27 years old. That morning, as the clock struck midnight, she sat alone in her tiny midtown kitchenette and placed a loaded gun barrel inside of her mouth.
Thank you very much, Bob. And of course you'll catch Bob just a little bit later on this hour.
This was not the first time she'd tried to swallow a bullet. Over the course of the last several months, a growing mix of nihilism and apathy had led Brigida to the conclusion that if she didn't care much about life, she shouldn't care much about death. She didn't know if there was anything beyond the painful daily grind, but the idea of nothing seemed consolatory, especially when faced with the alternative, a repetitive cycle of prying open her small green eyes, which were blurred over by the previous night's self-medication, waiting for them to focus on that long, twisted crack in her ceiling, before she floated through a hazy, half-gone day, only to load up 2 trips worth of music gear inside her Ford Cortina and sputter off to a gig that barely paid the rent, her 2-pack-a-day habit and her diet of whiskey, potato waffles, and off-brand SpaghettiOs. So, like she had done before, Brigida Price slid the metallic nozzle a half inch inside her teeth, felt the cold steel rest on top of her thickening tongue, and placed her dainty finger against the trigger. And like the other times before, she couldn't manage the mustard.
Don't you hear me? I want this. Take it.
No.
I really need a friend right now, Thomas, and I'm asking you to be that friend.
No, no way.
Take it, please. Okay. Why don't you sing me that song again? Come on. I'll sit right here with you. Sing for me.
but I...
Sing.
Have you noticed the sky today? It's perfectly blue.
Keep going, it's okay.
I chased all those clouds away just for you. Just for you.
Here, take this. I'll help you. Just put it right here.
I can't.
Sure you can. Just be yourself. That's all I'm asking. Just one more time. Come on, you can do it.
I can't.
Oh, why not?
Because I love you. I love you.
Thomas, if you do this for me, I'll love you forever too.
No, please. No.
This episode of Midnight Tales from the Bluff City, the Seppuku Songbird, was produced by Daniel Lin at Music and Arts Studio. It stars Chris Scott and Amy Levere. Additional characters are played by Ann Shore, Mike McCarthy, James Spasto, Hannah McCarthy, and Kanji Anthony. The narrator is David Kauser. The soundtrack and score were written and produced by Graham Winchester, performed by Graham Winchester, Jacob Church, Chris Scott, and Amy Levere. The producers would like to thank Kevin Keough and Cafe Keough, Daniel Masters and the Silly Goose Lounge, Jake Shore and Starry Carriage Rides, and Seamus Loftus and the Brass Door. Midnight Tales in the Bluff City is written and produced by Jonathan Myers.